Chapter 9. Indians. Cyril was reading a book about cowboys and Indians. At breakfast the next morning, he said, "I wish there were some Indians in the garden. Then we could all play cowboys and Indians. We could be the cowboys."
"I don't think that's a very good idea," said Anthea. "It's the sort of wish that could go wrong."
"That's true," said Robert.
"Let's wish for money. Not gold coins like last time. Let's wish for £100.
The others agreed, and they set off for the sandpit. But when they told the sand fairy their wish, he was quite cross.
"You've had today's wish. Have you forgotten? You can make wishes anywhere now. You don't have to be here. You've already made a wish this morning."
"What did we wish for?" asked Robert. He frowned as he tried to remember.
"You'll soon find out,"
laughed the sand fairy, and he disappeared into the sand. All morning they tried to remember the wish. Then Jane found Cyril's book behind a chair.
"Oh, no!" she wailed. "I remember now. Cyril wished for Indians."
"Real Indians," said Cyril. "We might have to fight them."
Anthea thought for a moment. Then she said,
"The important thing is to keep baby out of danger. Come with me, Jane. I've got an idea."
Jane followed her sister into Mother's bedroom. There was a big glass jug on the table, and Anthea carefully picked it up. She carried it into the bathroom, held it up in the air, and dropped it onto the stone floor.
Crash!
"Why did you do that?"
gasped Jane.
"You'll see," said Anthea.
Then Martha rushed up the stairs.
"What was that noise?" she said. "What have you broken now?"
"I've broken Mother's jug," said Anthea sadly. "She loved it. I must buy her a new one. Will you go into Rochester for me, Martha? You could take baby. Don't worry, I've got enough money for a new jug."
"You just want to get rid of baby for the afternoon," said Martha.
"Please, Martha," said Anthea.
"All right," said Martha. "But you must all be good while we are out."
When Martha and baby had gone, Cyril looked out of the window and said,
"I don't think the Indians will come now. It's almost 3 o'clock.
Oh, look!"
They all looked out of the window. A young man was peeping in at them. He had a painted face and two feathers poked out of his long black hair.
"They're here," whispered Anthea. "I knew it."
The children ran round the house looking out of the windows. They couldn't find any more Indians.
"They must be hiding in the trees," gasped Robert.
"What are we going to do?"
"Let's dress up as Indians," said Anthea. "We'll try to frighten the real Indians. Robert, go and get some feathers from the hen house."
Anthea went to get some blankets and scarves from the nursery. Jane found some black paper to make their hair. Cyril fetched his paint box to paint their faces. Anthea tied a white towel to Father's old walking stick.
"This is a white flag," she explained. "It means we want to make peace."
The four Indians were soon ready to face the enemy. As they went out into the garden, Cook screamed with fright.
"Don't worry, it's only a game," said Anthea.
"We must look very frightening," she thought.
Behind the hedge, they saw a row of feathers. Anthea stepped forward. She held up the white flag. One of the real Indians came to meet her.
"My name is Chief Golden Eagle," he said.
"And Chief Black Panther," said Anthea, thinking quickly.
"There are many of us,"
Golden Eagle went on.
"If we fight, you will lose. Go back to your own land."
"We will not," said Anthea. "We will fight you."
Golden Eagle's men were coming closer. They carried bows and arrows and axes.
"It's no good," whispered Robert. "Let's go back."
But Anthea started to run towards the enemy. The others followed her. A few Indians fell over, but the children kept on running to the sandpit. But the Sand Fairy wasn't there, and Golden Eagle's men were not far behind them. Soon the frightened children were surrounded by Indians. Their knives were gleaming in the sun.
"Make a fire,"
ordered Golden Eagle, and 10 of his men went to look for wood. But they came back empty-handed.
"We can't find any wood, Great Leader," said one man. "No wood?"
Golden Eagle was angry.
"No wood? To make a fire to burn our enemies? This is a strange country. I wish we were back in our own land."
There was a flash of light, and the Indians disappeared. The Sand Fairy had been there all the time, and he had granted Golden Eagle's wish. When Martha came back with Baby, she was carrying a big glass jug. It looked exactly like the broken one.
"Here you are," she said to Anthea, "and here's your money too. My sister gave me this jug, so I didn't need to buy one."
"Thank you, Martha," cried Anthea.
She put her arms round Martha's neck and hugged her.
"Hug me while you can," said Martha. "When your mother comes back, I'm going to tell her I'm leaving."
"Martha," gasped Anthea, "are you leaving because we've been naughty?"
"No," smiled Martha. "I'm leaving because I'm going to get married."